This is The Sun on the Strip. I'm Brock Radke, entertainment writer at the Las Vegas Sun, here to get you caught up on all the news from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip in this third week of the new year. Thanks for listening. This is the first episode of 2019, and I'm switching it up. I'm doing something a little different. Inspired by a recent experience I had, I decided to bring the podcast to the Strip itself. So over the holiday season, I had a classic local Vegas person experience. I had some out-of-towners, some tourists in town who compelled me to be their tour guide, be their concierge, show them around. They wanted to see what was new and hot and interesting and fun on the Strip. So I took them to Park MGM, and I toured them through Italy, ate some food, drank some wine, ate some more food, best friend. We went to check out the park right before a Golden Knights game, so they got to see all the excitement and energetic atmosphere that happens down there on the Strip before a hockey game, and it was a lot of fun. So I thought I would try to kind of recreate that experience for you, the Sun on the Strip listener. Maybe you've never been down here before. Maybe you have, but you don't know what's new at Park MGM. So I'm here. I'm here at Park MGM on the Strip, and I am going to try something a little bit different. I'm going to go outside and talk to some tourists, talk to some people that are just like my friends, looking for fun stuff to do on the Strip and see what's happening. I don't know if this is going to work, but let's give it a shot. So I'm out here right on Las Vegas Boulevard in front of the Park MGM on a very rainy Vegas afternoon. And this is Joel from Denver, Colorado. So what have you seen so far in Las Vegas?
Mostly it's all the free stuff, kind of walking around, looking at the different hotels, kind of seeing what the architecture's about. You read all about it, you see about it on movies and TV, so check it out.
What kind of caught your eye and has been memorable so far?
A lot of little details. You know, obviously there's the big, loud kind of monuments to success. There's the Luxor, there's the big statues. There's interconnectivity of it all, but it's kind of the strangeness of the... I lived in Hawaii for a little bit, so it's a little bit nostalgic in the sense that it's very transient. You know, a lot of people kind of moving through. And then you see people living their lives, they're usually the ones serving you your drink. Or, working in the industry. I'm in the industry, so I really appreciate that. Kind of just an industry-run town.
Yeah, you got an inside perspective a little bit, even though you've never been here before.
Yeah, a little bit.
So Joel was a super cool dude. Seemed like he was having fun. And then I spoke with an older gentleman from Canada named Jim.
But my friends call me Jim.
So What have you done so far in Las Vegas?
Nothing. Staying out of the rain. Seriously, nothing.
Oh, you just got here?
No. We got here last night and we went on that big wheel. The roller.
Yeah? What'd you think of that?
It's high. It was cool. Yeah, I got to see lots.
Have you been to Las Vegas a lot over the years?
No, I'm brand new. I'm a rookie.
First time?
I'm a rookie.
Where are you staying, if you don't mind me asking?
Mirage.
Pretty nice. You like it there?
So compared to, I don't know, I've never stayed anywhere else. So
have you walked around in here? This is the newest resort.
I stepped off the tram to take a picture of the arena because the Vegas Golden Knights are playing my Winnipeg Jets tonight.
You're in the wrong place.
Yeah. Close. I'm close.
I'm part of a Go Jets Go forum because I live 100 miles from them. So I'm taking a picture of that and saying, did I show up at the wrong arena?
Just jumped in the tram and not much doing. It's raining, I guess, so we just jumped in the tram.
Why did you decide to come to Las Vegas for the first time now? What brought you?
Because he wanted to come for 6th birthday and I'm tagging along.
Okay.
Because she asked him, what do you want to do with his birthday? He says, I want to go to Vegas and I want Jim and Dan to come along.
Are you planning to go see any shows or anything like that?
We're going tonight to the
Love.
The Beatles.
Yeah.
We're doing that.
Big Beatles fan?
Well, I think everybody that's of my age probably kind of is. Not necessarily a Beatles fan, but can recognize how popular they were.
Yeah. Right? That's a great show. You're going to like it.
All right. I heard there might be some men in tights. I'll have a problem with that, but...
Not too much.
Okay. Women in tights, I don't mind so much.
If you're going to the Zumanity show over there, that might be too much man tights.
Yeah, okay, I'll pass on that.
Are you guys going to stick around long enough to catch the Knights live here?
I doubt it.
We can't. We're going.
No, actually, because you know what? There's curling all week in there, so the Knights are on a road trip for this whole week because the curling is on. Mm.
Of course, Jim was mistaken a bit there. He was talking about the WFG Continental Cup of Curling, and that's actually happening right now at the Orleans Arena, not T-Mobile Arena, but we will forgive him. It's hard to keep track of all these Vegas arenas, right? So it turns out that standing on Las Vegas Boulevard in the rain in January is not the best time to talk to tourists and find out their current thoughts on the state of the Las Vegas Strip. But that's okay. I think this is something that we'll come back to and try again another time. So let's get you updated on show news on the Strip, because there was a lot. A lot went down since we last communicated with each other. Then the thing you know about, of course, is that Britney Spears, who after 4 successful years of musical residency at Planet Hollywood, canceled the new Domination residency she announced back in October that was supposed to start next month, February, right here at the Park Theater. There were 32 dates announced for this year. I'm sure there were going to be more for 2020. And Britney, of course, is taking care of her family. Her dad has been sick, had a life-threatening illness, and she is taking a work hiatus so that she can help her family recover from this situation, which is great. I wrote a column about this for Las Vegas Weekly a couple weeks ago. I think this has been discussed a lot all over the place, so I won't belabor the point today, but all indications point that this show is actually postponed and not canceled. I think that Britney's going to come back to Park MGM when she's ready. As far as other residencies, expect Live Nation, which does do Britney's show and also Lady Gaga's show at Park Theater. Expect Live Nation to make some new announcements soon for new residents at a different venue, probably right around, let's say, Super Bowl time. So there's a whole lot of shuffling of shows on the Strip right now. Existing shows moving to new theaters and showrooms, and new stuff coming along very soon. A bunch of these shows, 3 of these shows, are moving into or out of the Windows showroom at Bally's. Xavier Mortimer is moving in on January 19th. This week, he's going to start his show, Xavier Mortimer's Magical Dream, at the Windows Showroom. Previously, he'd been performing for the last couple years at the Sin City Theater at Planet Hollywood. So not rocket science here. He's a magician. Chris Angel's a magician. You don't want to stack your magicians. Chris Angel's show is in his theater, which is a larger space, just steps away from the Sin City Theater. So it seems like Xavier Mortimer will thrive at Bally's. And there's space in that showroom because a couple of acts have departed. Wayne Newton is going to start his show at Cleopatra's Barge on January 28th. So the Wayner had been doing his up-close and personal show since spring of 2016 at the Windows Showroom. Obviously, he has played all up and down the Strip, but Cleopatra's Barge is going to be a great home for Wayne Newton. A lot of people consider it the last great casino lounge on the Strip at Caesar's Palace, and it's kind of a frozen-in-time venue. Gives you those old vintage vibes, and who better to take a room like that than Wayne Newton? The other show is Bronx Wanderers. This is a rock and roll family, really cool live concert experience that has been performing again at Bally's Window Showroom. They start up at the Matt Franco Theater at the Link on January 28th. This is the first additional show to go into that space since Frank Marino's Divas Las Vegas closed there last year. Of course, Matt Franco is there all the time as well. We also had an update recently about Celestia, the show that is coming to the Stratosphere. It is starting this month, January 30th, in a 200,000 square foot state-of-the-art tent right on the Strip, just north of the Stratosphere. This is a show, a brand new original show that we've talked about here before, but let me give you a little paragraph from this release. Presenting an otherworldly story of love and sacrifice through elite acrobatics and dance, aerial feats, live music, state-of-the-art technology, and sophisticated illusion, Celestia brings together a talented troupe of 32 multicultural performers to create an eye-popping, immersive experience from mind-blowing contortion and the Wheel of Death act to real-time motion capture and projection mapping. Celestia's world-class performers create a dazzling spectacle unlike any other. Straight from the press release, folks. Yes, I know I'm good at reading press releases. I trained to do exactly that for many years. I'm just kidding, but I mean, this show is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be 90 minutes. Like I said, it is an original idea, an original show created for Las Vegas. 8 shows per week, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and 7 and 9 Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, Dark Monday and Tuesday. Also cool because it's at the Stratosphere, and there's not a lot of other big shows happening there. I mean, obviously, it has its attractions, the rides up there at the top of the tower, and some great restaurants. But it's a place that is undergoing some change, and I think this show is going to have a big impact on the property and hopefully generate even more activity on the north end of the Strip. Shin Lim, the sleight of hand artist, don't call him a magician. I mean, he is kind of a magician. He's in that category, but he doesn't really do the kind of traditional Vegas magic tricks. Shin Lim, who just won America's Got Talent last year, has finally announced his Vegas home, and it is going to be the Terry Fader Theater at the Mirage. He's playing there May 31st. Through June 2nd and July 26th through the 28th. His act is very cool. It's very different. I mean, it's a lot of card tricks, but just the stuff that he does, there's nobody else really doing things like he's doing in Vegas right now. There was some of that stuff at the Masters of Illusion show at Bally's. That show's closed. You know, Copperfield, Chris Angel, these guys are doing big, large-scale illusions. And this guy is doing something very different. I would expect that he's going to do pretty well at the Mirage. And then I would expect for him to become a long-term resident either there or somewhere else. You know, there is another empty theater that MGM Resorts operates, and it's at the Luxor. That's where Chris Angel used to be until last year, and the Terry Fader Theater and that Luxor Theater are both about 1,200 seats, so I wouldn't be surprised to see Shin Lim end up there. Terry Fader Theater is kind of crowded right now anyways, with Terry and Boys to Men and the Aces of Comedy series. There's a lot going on in that room. Speaking of comedy, Joe Coy, one of Vegas' favorite comedians, a guy who spent a lot of time in Vegas, went to UNLV, worked here, really kind of broke through in Vegas, has a new venue. He's been playing at Treasure Island the last few years, comes back once or twice a year. Now he's going to be at Encore Theater at Wynn, May 31st and June 1st. He's a super cool guy, and he's got these Vegas ties, so it's awesome to see him moving into a kind of a more prestigious venue on the Strip. That show is promoted by AEG, which books that room entirely. There are also some big T-Mobile Arena concert tours announced this week. Ariana Grande is making up for her recent cancellation right before New Year's at the Cosmopolitan by dropping in to T-Mobes on May 11th. Can we make T-Mobes a thing? I call T-Mobile Arena T-Mobes. Is anyone else going to jump on that? No, I didn't think so. This is part of her Sweetener World Tour. And tickets are on sale Friday, January 18th. And Paul McCartney is bringing his U.S. tour, the Freshen Up Tour, to T-Mobes on June 29th. And tickets are on sale January 22nd. This is his first proper Vegas concert in 9 years, which is pretty unbelievable. He last played a real show, like a touring show like this, at MGM Grand in 2011. He did do some, he did a private show at Wynn the next year, and he's played at, like, he showed up at the iHeartRadio Festival, but this is going to be a real deal McCartney concert, and I bet it will do pretty well. All right, what is taking over the Strip this week right now? Well, in the business world, continuing through Friday at the absolutely massive Mandalay Bay Convention Center is the Promotional Products Association International Expo. This thing attracts 22,500 attendees, which is a lot, but certainly is dwarfed by CES last week. That's the largest convention of the year here in Vegas. But this thing has more than 12,000 distributors, 1,200 suppliers, lots of educational sessions. It's pretty much the biggest annual event in that industry, and it's an essential thing for, like, small business owners across the country. So Mandalay Bay is going to be packed with all that kind of promotional hoopla for the next few days. And then taking over this weekend, of course, Saturday night's fight night, Manny Pacquiao versus Adrian Broner, MGM Grand Garden Arena. As you know, big fight weekend means extra big names in the nightclub. So Saturday you got Chainsmokers at XS, Migos at Dre's, which is always a monster party. And then DJ Premier is going to be at the new On the Record right here at Park MGM. My show pick this week is going to be Monique at Sayers Club. So Monique, fantastic stand-up comedian. I mean, just a super veteran and a great actress too. Academy Award-winning actress who's been in so many different movies and TV shows. She opened her comedy residency at that smaller room at SLS last week. And that continues until the end of February. And she's just super warm and witty and hilarious. And that venue's got a really cool 1-2 comedy punch with Eddie Griffin during the week and now Monique doing the weekends. So that is my recommendation. Of course, we got Lady Gaga back here at Park Theater this weekend. And also Billy Idol is starting up at the Palms at the Pearl. But that's all you get. You want more, you got to check out my Best Bets column on Friday at LasVegasSun.com for all the great weekend entertainment options. All right, that's going to do it for this somewhat weird episode of The Sun on the Strip. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please do me a favor, fire off a few stars and a review. And you don't have to review and say that Brock is an idiot or that Brock is a genius. You can just jump in there and ask a question, because I'll read it. Ask a Vegas question or bring up a topic that you want me to talk about with my colleagues here at The Sun and The Weekly and Las Vegas Magazine. And we'll do it. We'll chat through it on The Sun on the Strip. Of course, you can find every episode of this show and all our Vegas entertainment coverage, including stories from Las Vegas Weekly and Las Vegas Magazine, at LasVegasSun.com/AE. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week.